Okay, I'd like to call to order this evening's Sunol Citizens Advisory Council meeting, November 18th, 2015. It's now 6:32 or 31. We have an interesting agenda. It got very exciting towards the end. So I'd like to begin with, as soon as I can find my glasses, anyone would like to say anything? This is your chance as citizens to speak up. Anything happening in town you want us to know about? Molly.
When is it suitable to request that something be put on the next meeting's agenda?
Just email me. Call me.
Just?
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah.
Very receptive.
Okay.
Sorry.
Molly.
Just some report about the school. Last week was Red Ribbon Week, and it was very successful. We want students to make good choices. We do have an SRO that is assigned to our school, so if you see a police car in the parking lot, don't get nervous. It's probably our SRO just coming to check in on our school resource officer. So we're very excited about that. And I just want to thank everybody. There's lots of people in here that were a part of our fabulous Halloween parade. How many people got to see it? What's up? In costume? It was super fun. It's just so neat to see the community come out all along Main Street. You see all the business owners come out and neighbors come out and see the kids. And a lot of people in costume. Were you Darth Vader or something? No, I don't know. Well, this was... I'm sad to say how old I am, because I thought I was super cool and I was a hippie girl, and all the kindergartners, I had the peace sign and I was going around saying peace, and all the kindergartners, all the way to eighth grade, I don't know who I was. What are you, Miss Barnes? The fringe, flower power.
Well, if you were talking about the
I didn't put that part in my head. So, but I tried. I was in the character for sure. So anyway, no more hippies, I guess. I also have, it's going to be a little hard for me. I know many of you did get the email in the past about Dylan O'Leary. It's one of our students. Mm-hmm. And he is near and dear to our heart. His family has been here. Their sister is in eighth grade, and she's been here since kindergarten. So the O'Leary family has been a part of our community for... I'm sorry, I'm really choked up, because we're a small school, and our families are our families. And we love this family dearly. And I did send out a communication to the town a while ago. So he's the little boy that on May 6th, he was playing baseball, and he collapsed, and it flew him over to Children's Hospital, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. He had a serious brain bleed, and he's been there since May 6th. They just came up with a diagnosis, believe it or not, I think last week. And he has, it's ependymomal tumors that attack the spine and the brain. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a good prognosis. And he is one of those students that I always say, as the kids are in kindergarten through third grade, they will still hug me with glee and joy, I must say. And all of a sudden, in fourth grade, they don't really seem to want to hug me very much anymore. Dylan was in fifth grade, and he was one of the fifth grade students that would still, no matter, I'd see him clear across the campus, and I would get a, "Hey, Mrs. Barnes." So he is truly a delight and a joy and a shining light. And so this has been really hard on our Sunol Glen family. He's coming home. He's going to be able to go to his home tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. It's going to be in the news and everything, so you guys will probably see it and hear about it. To support the family, we are doing a giving tree. And you may not know this family. You might know them. But it's for collecting gifts and monetary donations, gift cards, to support this family in this very, very difficult time. They are also living in an apartment that's on the second floor. Dylan is, not ambulatory, so they do need to relocate. They're currently looking for a one-story rental. And so I'm just putting it out there. If you know of anybody that has a one-story rental available in the vicinity. It would be nice for the daughter, especially to stay with her school friends and with the school. So we're putting that up and trying to find a place to rent for this nice family. So that's my update. We will send something, you guys saw me all somewhere. There we go. We will send something to Mr. Davies because he sends it out about the giving tree. And again, if you're interested. So that's my update. And our prayers are with that family. So thank you very much. I did want to talk about the other item, but I think it's on the agenda.
Later on. Okay. Neil just walked back into the room.
I remind you. You should leave. I just said I'm gonna send an information about Dylan and maybe we're doing a giving tree. He's coming home.
Okay.
And thank you to the community for all your support with everything.
Okay, thanks, Molly. Any other comment? Yes.
I have one. In the Highland Brown, this is not the right audience to tell you. Most mornings I go from Snow to Pleasanton, going against the 6 to 8 a.m. traffic.
Yes.
Most mornings I deal with head-on coming into my lane. When I go through the curves, past Phil's house.
Yeah.
This morning it brought to focus with my wife in front of the road by an opposing car. And two things I like. If we could, yeah, I know I seen back here. If we could, you know, in front of Phil's house where he lives, they had the dots that are very close to each other. You know, the lane dots.
Okay.
In front of where Phil lives.
Santos.
The dots are very close to each other. You get past the property there, then it becomes the dots that are about every 12 feet. That can be continued the rest of the way through those curves. I mean, I drive that road like 5-6 times a day. Five, 6 times a week in the morning.
Okay.
And I bet there's 4 to 5 times someone comes over to my lane. Any curves that get a little bit further past or filled.
All the curves.
All the curves.
Yeah.
We need to go all the curves.
Yeah.
All the curves.
Yeah.
All the
time. At least the way people, this person this morning, what I said, they didn't see him. It's kind of like some big SUV.
Yeah, we're going to have an item on traffic and traffic calming coming up. So.
And I love it when you guys are there. I wish you'd be there more often. I imagine just like getting fish out of them. You know,
we can't stay in one spot full time.
Yeah.
We've got numerous citations out in this area this last month. What road are you specifically talking about?
Foothill Road. You know where the curves are?
Yeah, right by Koopman, all the way through towards Koopman.
All the way up to the boundary line, where it changes from 25 to 40.
Yeah.
All the 25 mile an hour area is.
Yeah.
All the way from my house. All the way
to traffic.
We have a little item coming up on traffic calming, what we can do on various things. But.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Could I ask
any other? We're going to have his report. Do you want to?
It's not about the report.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you tell us what the fee structure is for going over the speed limit on a 25-mile-an-hour zone?
They don't give us that information.
Where do you get it?
That's through the Fairfax County itself, Fremont Court. The reason why they don't give us that is because someone tells us and we're wrong, and they hold that against us, and then all these other things, and it depends on if it's a traffic zone. If it's a construction zone, it's a double fine, so whatever the fine is. We don't know. All we know is that's double. We know the basic citations of, like, car parking side of the road, no parking zone is, like, $84, depends on what vehicle code it is.
How about going 15 and 25? Yeah.
15, if it's 15 and 25, it's double the speed limit, so that's a higher fine than if it's not.
Might it be more than $250?
It probably, most likely, would be way above $250.
Yeah, there's a place I can find this structure.
You probably have to call the county court in Fremont. They build all our traffic code. That's where everyone goes in all of Alameda County to get traffic if they get stopped for vehicle code violations.
And if I were to be like someone else on my street and put some black and white sign that says drive like your kids live here, it says drive the speed limit or pay $450.
That's up to you. It's on your property.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I have no clue. If it's on your property,
okay.
You do what you want. I Whatever you guys decide, you can give it to each other.
Okay, Deputy, you want to give your report now?
So, report nothing new to follow, just normal heavy citations around this time of year, like always. Few dozen DUIs in this whole general area, not in the town of Sunol.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been having issues at the bar a couple times, so we get late calls on the bar at night. And I've talked to the owner regarding that, and some of the local people are the ones who are initiating some of these issues. So it's a local band member. I don't know if he's here or not. I don't know. And I've already told the bars, I'm like, if he comes back here and if I have any other calls regarding this, he's going to be going. We've already